Welcome to the Agents Lounge Podcast, where we talk all things real estate with the industry's top performers. Join us as we dive into the inspiring journeys of successful agents and uncover the secrets to their success. Whether you're a seasoned agent or just starting out, we got the tips and tricks to help you navigate the world of real estate. Brought to you by Airtegrity Comfort Solutions. So grab a seat and join us in the Agents Lounge.
Good morning and welcome to the latest edition of the Agents Lounge, sponsored by Airtegrity Comfort Solutions, your local leader in comfort solutions. We don't forget, we keep you comfortable. Today, Francisco and I are happy to be here today. We have our newest guest. Go right ahead and say hello.
Hi. Hello, I'm Linda Mora.
Hi, Linda. Welcome.
Thank you. That's so cute.
So I know you're a realtor here in the San Antonio area. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and why you chose real estate?
Okay. So I've been doing real estate for 8 years. I was saying earlier, I got licensed about 8 years ago. A lot of realtors don't know what they're doing until year two or three. So my career started, kind of taking off at year three. And then a couple of years ago, I went like completely full time. It's worked out amazingly. The reason that I chose real estate is because I was saying before, my husband and I have four kids, and everything that we've always done, even before I was doing real estate, has been geared to being present with them. That means not miss any games, not miss any practices, not miss any type of, event that they might have. And real estate affords me the flexibility, still important to be disciplined, but affords me personally as a mom the flexibility of being there. Because my husband's in the military, so he can't, there's only so many days that he can take off work.
Real estate obviously requires a lot of time outside of the maybe the traditional 9-to-5 schedule and stuff like that. Tell me, how do you as a professional balance those demands between work, family, and everything else in between?
So it's not a balance.
The imbalance.
The imbalance. Yes. So again, we have so many kids. He's in the military. I do real estate. And then we own a bouncy castle business. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So we've owned this bouncy castle business for 12 years now. Again, everything that we do is with them. So even when we were doing bouncy castles, we were delivering and they had a table and chair, that they were pulling, and it was all these kids just kind of, pulling their own weight. And my oldest is 12 right now. So we've been doing it since she was little. Real estate is kind of the same thing. Like all of my clients know I have a child or two or three or all four of them with me when I'm showing a home. I hear them again. My oldest is 12. My youngest is 6. I hear them walking in the houses and asking, how many square feet is it? So they are very much involved in like everything that we do. And that is how we find the balance, because I'm out of practice and then I'm showing three houses and they're right there with me, So it's also taught them, kind of that I'm not just sitting at home watching.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I can only imagine your day goes by in the blink of an eye.
Oh, my gosh. There's not enough hours. There's not enough hours.
What made you choose real estate? Like, tell us about your professional background.
Yeah. So I went to St. Mary's. My background is in marketing. Mm-hmm. And everything that I've ever done has kind of, followed the marketing, social media aspect of it all. I've done social media for some schools in SAISD. And again, all with the flexibility. So real estate, especially now in this age where social media is so important, it just kind of cohesively, adapts to the marketing in the social media, channel. And so on top of it, giving me a little bit of flexibility as to how, I'm going to use my time, I use what I love. I love to be present on social media. It's freaking free. You want to be in front of somebody, you want to be in front of 1500 people at once, get on Facebook, get on Instagram. So a lot of my business has grown due to social media, And, you know, it just falls right into marketing. And like, the best thing I can market is myself, you know?
Well, I think a lot of what real estate is marketing yourself as a trusted advisor, an expert in your field. What are some of the things that you would tell a prospective client about what you can do to help someone with this process?
Yeah. So, I am a perfectionist. I'm not jumping into something unless I know it inside, outside, backwards, frontwards, all of the things. So I'm going to come in here with a process. I'm going to come in here with a plan. You're going to be safe and comfortable with me. At the end of the day, this is a relationship business. Like, it's not just a transaction. This is the largest financial decision of someone's life. And for me, you know, if we go further back, I was saying earlier, my parents are from Mexico. So as much as like the dream of, you know, the homeownership is the American dream, and it's almost like a marketing scheme, right? But I took that to heart. So when I meet with a client, you know, whether it's their first house, second house, third house, you're going to get like, this is personal for me. You know, we're going to reach that next financial goal. I feel like as Hispanics, the reason that I take it so much to heart is because we didn't have financial literacy like in our family. And that's no one's fault. You know, that's no one's fault. Our parents did the best that they could. My parents, you know, they've always told me, you need to save, you need to save, you need to be safe. Financial literacy, actually like investments and how to use, you know, leverage other people's money wasn't there. So, you know, when I meet with a client, all of that like comes in and I become like, let's do this. And let me tell you what you don't know, you know, and let me guide you through, because it's a long
process. You brought up an interesting topic subject there on a related note. You know, for someone who may be unfamiliar with the financial background required of this, the whole home buying process can be intimidating. And maybe if you're working with someone who doesn't have that background, what do you feel you could lend to that process to kind of help them not only understand home buying, but all the peripheral stuff that gets involved?
Yeah. So we approach it as a professional, right? Like, I am the professional. I am the industry expert. There's absolutely a need for realtors. There's a lot of legalities involved. There's a lot of legal documents. There's a lot of, you know, things that you can seek counsel for, things like that. That for the consumer is 30 to 45 days, you know? So I'm going to educate you as much as I can, because you're not a realtor, you know? Like, I'm going to tell you, this is what you need first. This is where you need to go first. Even people who are not ready, I encourage everybody who is not ready to kind of get a financial picture, get with a lender, get a financial picture of, you know, what it is that it looks like for you, because you won't know, even if you're not ready, you won't know what to work on unless they give you that financial picture. Because people are like, well, I'll pay down my debt. Well, sometimes that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, I will close on my credit cards. Actually, that's probably not a good idea. You know, and so coming in with, especially now, when people are like, I don't want to buy, I'm like, dang, this is like, you are getting so many really good deals right now with the rates the way that they are.
Well, you know, with the interest rates, I mean, expand a little bit on that. What would be an incentive now? Because there's a lot of publicity out there, you know, maybe causing intimidation or trepidation, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it was just announced yesterday. This is Friday, October the 20th.
Yes.
Just so that everybody knows that this advice might not be
breaking news, courtesy of Air Integrity Conference.
Yeah, so what's going on with the interest rates?
So they just went up a tad, a little bit more.
No, well, what is a tad in the real estate market?
So I think I heard that FHA is 7.9. Now, again, that's all going to depend on your credit, right? So, like, what I want to get out there to the consumer is that, no one knows. I mean, they can tell you what they are, but your financial situation is your financial.
So don't believe what you see necessarily when they're talking about interest rates.
That
it's not a flat rate.
Generalization.
It can be from here to here.
Yes. Okay. So the cold hard facts are that the feds look at the rate of inflation. And if they don't like how, you know, inflation is up or how up it is, they're not going to bring down rates. Like, that's just kind of how it how it goes. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, you have so many personal variables, like how much debt you have, you know, did you miss any payments, things like that, that could alter, you know, what your rate is going to be. Now, I have some, you know, things that I've put together for social media, but right now when you buy, because rates are high and everyone else is scared, you know, you can score some really good deals. You can get in there. There are houses now sitting for 50, 60, 100 days that sellers need to get rid of.
Yeah.
You know, so you can go in there and offer less. You can go in there and ask for your closing costs to be paid. You can go in there and ask for, you know, some money to buy down that rate, which a lot of builders are doing actually right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, on the flip side, when there's a low rate, that's amazing. You can get a low rate. 2 years ago, everybody went crazy for 2%.
They did. And then in 2008, when before the bubble burst.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Them too.
So, but they were completely overpaying for houses, like completely overpaying. I mean, I had people bidding $50,000 over asking price.
Wow.
Over.
Okay.
Like, no, I have people coming in buying, you know, all kinds of stuff, cash, because the rates, you know, because they could afford, with the cash, they could afford to pay more. Because on a loan, you know.
Well, just because you can doesn't necessarily mean you should.
Yes. So that's what happened mm-hmm. in San Antonio. Then that drove, you know, the price of the houses up. And once they close, you know, what people don't know is that the house next to you, whenever they sell, now that becomes a comp for an appraiser and for somebody like myself. So now
what is a comp?
So a comp is, you know, like, I guess, jargon. Yeah. So it's what an appraiser uses to kind of come up with the value of your home.
Okay.
Okay. So I try to do the same process that an appraiser does whenever I price your home, because they're going to come in and appraise it anyway, especially if you're on a loan.
Mm-hmm.
So the appraisals now with these houses that have closed are so high. So now that prices your house that much higher. And for the consumer, like, they're trying to reach and reach and reach. And so San Antonio prices were just never meant to be as high as they were, you know, a year ago. They
right.
just, that we don't have that, those types of incomes.
I was going to say, and they're building houses so rapidly, but the buyer qualifications, incomes, mm-hmm. maybe may not be there yet. So it's kind of a little offset.
Yes. And that created, at least for builders, uh-huh. like a surplus. And now not only are people scared to buy, so there's not a lot of buyers, now they have so many houses that they need to sell. So what do they have to do? They have to bring the prices down. They have to buy down your rate. They have to, like, entice you to come in and try to buy those houses. So it's like, now we're just kind of stabilizing, mm-hmm. you know, it's just kind of,
is it kind of leveling off a little bit?
It's leveling. I don't want, listen, the media is the media. They're going to scare you, and they're going to, they do their job really well. They get paid the big bucks to do their job really well. They're going to uh-huh. tell you the market is crashing. You know, these home prices are falling. They are falling. But let me give you a very basic example, which I give to all my clients. If there's a client out there listening, I've already gave it to them. We bought our house in 2018 for $268. It's a 3,000 square foot house, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, you know, a study, all of the things. In the peak of the 2% stuff, my neighbor, whose house is smaller than ours, sold for $405. Okay. That was in 2021. So in 3 years, it almost doubled because mm-hmm. of the craziness. Today, if I sell it, I could probably sell it for, like, I mean, I haven't looked at it in the last maybe 2 or 3 weeks, but last time I looked at it, maybe $390.
Oh.
So, yes, it did come down, but not to $268, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The rate that San Antonio is growing, like, it's not, you're always going to appreciate, at least for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking from personal experience, I bought a home in 2017, mm-hmm. and it was like $157 brand, spanking new, mm-hmm. hot off the press.
That's awesome.
And we sold it in 2021 for almost double that.
Yeah.
So
no, I believe it.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. that was great. Like, we consider, I was like, man, if she sold for $405, I can sell for $425.
Right.
Like, let's go. I told my husband, let's go. And the first thing he said was, but we're gonna overpay somewhere else. And I'm like, you're right. Mm-hmm. Like, you're right. I'm gonna go somewhere, buy a house that I probably was looking at a year ago that was $400,000 or $500,000 and pay $650 or something. Yeah. So it's like, and even when we started looking, you know, at the time, again, you know, we were in the 400s and my husband was like, let's look for another house. We bought this for $268. Let's look in the 400s. And I'm like, that's where we are right now. Like, if we look for the 400s, it's going to be the same. That's where we are.
you start where you finish.
Exactly.
So you just went in a big circle there. Yeah.
Yeah. So wow. It's just kind of, but again, it goes to show you, even, you know, 2018, 2023, so like 5 years after, I'm still a lot more ahead than I was. Mm-hmm. Yes, prices are falling, but not towards crashing, mm-hmm. you know? San Antonio is growing so fast.
Well, where do you see the surplus of homes kind of concentrated at? Any particular side of town or neighborhood?
I mean, it's everywhere, to be honest. I have people coming into Randolph. So, like, the Northeast is booming. Mm. I grew up in the Northeast side of town. I know it well. New Braunfels, Schertz, Cibolo, Live Oak, all of those.
And they're building, they're expanding the interchange there?
There is, always.
Right, yes.
You know, the far west is, that's where we live now.
Alamo Ranch.
Hot. Further, my kids, we are, you know, where Harlan High School is.
Oh, that's way out there.
Okay, but we're Medina Valley. So we drive even further. And all of that, if you guys haven't been out there, is completely populated.
That's out to what, 211?
211 connects 90 to Culebra to Bandera. When I go to Bernie, it takes me 46.
Oh, interesting.
They say 40. I heard the other day 46 is
for those million. That may be out of town, local jargon will fill you in on the next episode. Yeah. We're just spitting out lottery numbers here.
I know. No, but, you know, all of the suburbs, that's yeah. where the new development is going to be. And there's, you know, a ton of gentrification in downtown.
Well, the prices downtown have really skyrocketed,
yes,
I think.
Yes. So what, all of the money that they put downtown, the Pearl and all that stuff, the walkability,
mm-hmm.
They kind of want to make it very like family, but hipster kind of thing, you know,
between for the chic families.
Yes, for the chic families that want to walk to the zoo.
We're not there yet, Francisco. We're working on it, chief.
people that want to walk to the zoo, you know, stuff yeah. like that. You know, I sold a teardown in there for what, $250? Was it tear down?
Wow.
Tear down completely.
Sounds like something we could do some work on there, Chief.
Yeah, definitely. It's just, again, I don't know that you know, but the airport is expanding, mm-hmm. you know?
I live up the 281 area.
Yeah. It's just, and then the schools are like bursting at the seams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it's a hot place to be. So, even though, you know, even the rates, the way that they are, San Antonio affords people affordability who are coming from places like California, places like Texas.
Yes.
Or, sorry, not Texas, New York. Definitely still way more affordable. And then with remote work, and they're keeping their wages coming in here, like.
It works out.
Absolutely.
I would think, based upon your background, you probably have the ability to work with a lot of relocating military families.
Yes.
I mean, mm-hmm. that sounds like a niche that you have personal experience yes. of and now professional.
Yes,
you know, you want to expand a little bit on that?
Thank goodness. So, so my husband is Air Force. He works at Lackland, which is the base that people, you know, they say the gateway to the Air Force. So new people coming into the Air Force, even people, you know, that are being stationed there. So a lot of my business is relocation. Now, I was born and raised in San Antonio, Texas. I know it well. I grew up in the northeast side of town until I was 21. And then I moved to the Alma Ranch area when I was 21.
Yeah.
So I've been there for, you know, 13 years now almost. And my mom still lives out there. So I drive the entire city.
You gotta love 1604.
But whenever we need parts in the west side of town, we might have to call.
Give me a call.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, we our guys, they go all over town getting equipment and parts that they
yes,
need and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
and it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm and the sure. gas to transport them, right?
Oh my gosh, the gas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. So because I know that the city well, you know, I can speak to that to people that are coming in from out of state. San Antonio has always had a small town feel, as big as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just managed to, like, the people and the culture, we've managed to maintain it that way. You know, you go somewhere and you know, what school did you go to? Did you go to Southwest? Did you go to Judson?
Yeah,
you
know, people just niche, know. Sorry, yeah. Buddy, you're not there, just kidding. Yeah. You're part of that Brownsville clique. Yeah.
Or are you from the Valley?
Are you from El Paso, Laredo, or the Valley?
Yes. So it's nice to be able to speak to that. I know, even where we live, because my husband works at Lackland, like, I know that's military heavy, you know, the mm-hmm. presence. So I understand, you know, I can guide somebody coming in into the state to the San Antonio culture.
So it's not just about finding the home, it's helping these military folks kind of adapt to our area, our yeah. schools.
Yes.
So I think that, I mean, that's probably something that you would probably excel at in that avenue, amongst other things. Is that,
yes.
Can you tell us about maybe a memorable or special deal or success story that stands out to you?
I am a very emotional person, so they all, you know, all of my clients become my friends. Mm-hmm. Let me think of one. Sure. I have a client that came in from I believe it was Virginia. No, Wisconsin. They came in from Wisconsin, and they have a 12-year-old daughter. They were looking for a good school for her. I believe the husband was a photographer and he was going to be traveling in and out. And I was able to connect with her. She worked for the VA. So she's mm-hmm. coming into town to work for the VA. And he was, you know, he still had a ton of contracts in Wisconsin, and but he wanted to establish his business here. And I wanted to see that for them. I wanted to see that because their little girl was the same age as my little girl. I wanted to see that because, you know, she worked for the VA, and that is like incredible work. Mm-hmm. You know, for a lot of reasons, they serve the service member, you know? And, so it just like, we clicked. Their little girl now, you know, I see is excelling here. He's expanding his photography business here. He's an amazing photographer. And they don't live, you know, far from me. And they're just like right there. And she drives into the VA every day. And I, you know, I love to see it. I love to see them. I love to see them after the transaction. The business for me starts after the transaction.
Okay.
You know, like, you keep up with them, you make sure that everything is working.
So it's not just when you close on the home, that's
never,
it. It's never. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Definitely.
Most business ventures probably don't get that opportunity.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yes, you're right. Because, you know, the consumer comes in a regular place, comes in and buys and goes. You mm-hmm. probably get an email and you send them spam every now and then.
Yeah. We don't know anything about that.
No.
Oh, yeah, we get spammed.
Yeah.
You do.
I do. I'm the spam E, and I'm the spammer. No. So, yes. For those that are listening, I manage the operations, so that includes being a spam E, sir.
Yes. Yep. Mm. Yes. No. Yeah, no, definitely. It's good to build that to have the opportunity to build that relationship, because before you close, I'm seeing you almost daily. We're looking at houses. You're talking to a lender. I'm texting you all the time. You need this. You need that. I'm sorry. I was busy. They get to understand my schedule. I get to understand theirs, you know, all of the things. And then when they get into a home, and it's so exciting. Beyond that, I had surgery this summer. So I'm going to, you know, call myself out. And I wasn't as great as I needed to be. And I, you know, I switched brokerages recently, which is a story for another day. But I believe that as long as you care for your clients, you know, and you're genuine, like, they can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be able to trust you. This is, again, the biggest purchase. They need to be able to trust you with that. You're handling their literal home, you know, and so where they're going to bring their family.
We can totally connect with that because, you know, here at Integrity, this is their comfort, their safety. And so that's the way we treat air conditioning and heating, is we those customers are very important to us, just like your clients are very important to you.
I love that. Well, for you guys, especially in Texas.
It's just a little tad warm this summer.
Still October, and it's pretty warm outside.
It's going to be 93 degrees today.
But on Monday, it was 73 degrees. Yeah. We're in that faux fall area.
Transition.
Yeah, so.
You don't know if to put on the Christmas tree or get ready for vacation to the island.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that's so true. So, I would imagine, one of the things I remember when I was buying a house is at 5 p.m., what direction does the sun come in? So whether, you're going to stir fry or not.
Yes. That's so important. Yes. What direction is your house facing?
Yes. Yes. And so those are the types of things that definitely matter. We talked a little bit about real estate and your qualifications and what you do. What are some of the things about yourself? Like, what are your hobbies? Do you have interests? I know you've got your kids, bouncy castles and everything in between, but you as an individual, what do you think someone might want to know about yourself?
Just fun facts. My first language was Spanish. My parents don't speak English, so, we speak Spanish at home.
My mom's the same way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, my mom doesn't speak English. Yeah.
I know when your parents call because I recognize their voices already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I don't answer, they call the office.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That sounds like such a Mexican mom.
Yeah, they're like, can you tell him to call us? I'm like, like, dad's looking for you, like, we're 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told them not to call the business line.
You gave it to them, so now they can
call. That's it,
Yeah. So, let's see, what else? This is very... I don't know if it's shameful, but I used to love to sing.
Shameful? I think that's fantastic.
I know. My dad was a recording artist in Mexico, and he always wanted us to, pursue the music side of the things. And then...
Rancheras, corridos,
all of it, huh? Yes. We still, Mexican parties. That's what we do. It's karaoke.
I think that's kind of the status quo, if you're not familiar with those kind of parties, right? Yeah. We do that when we're happy, when we're sad, and everything in between.
I love that. Yes, I love it. But right now, in this stage of my life, my youngest plays soccer and basketball. And then and that's Marco. And Marina is an all-star cheerleader. She's 9. And then Michael plays select basketball year-round. You watch that. And Melody is a middle school cheerleader. So I was not very sporty growing up. We didn't have that kind of money. But there is, I've said this before, there's nowhere I'd rather be than watching them do their thing.
Yeah.
That gives me so much joy. Very, very short, we were told we weren't going to have kids, for 3 years. And then they all came, and then they would not stop coming. Yeah. And then I tell people all the time, then they didn't fit in the car. And then we were like, what are we going to do?
Minivan.
Yes. So, even going to school and doing all of the things, with my career, I worked at USAA for a while.
Mm. What side of USAA?
I worked insurance and finance.
Mm. Okay.
I worked at Chase. I was very corporate at the time. But doing all of those things and trying to make my parents proud, it was like I did not feel fulfilled until, I was going to have kids. And then when we were told we weren't going to, I was like, dang, that kind of sucks. And then they came, and now they are my life. Every decision that we make is theirs.
As it should be. I would imagine if for those families out there that might be listening, you're trying to find the right home for your families. Maybe take a family person to help a family person.
Absolutely.
Or a military person to help a military person.
Yes.
I think that's outstanding.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
So in the near future, family time, a lot of memories. They're 8, 9, 10 years before they go to college.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And it goes so fast.
Oh, tell me about it. I have two myself. One, my daughter, I have a daughter named Marina as well.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah, that was my grandmother's name. So Wow. Yeah, that's my oldest, and they're 12 and 13.
Oh my and goodness.
And so sporty, all that stuff. Yes. And Francisco's got a little girl too.
Yeah.
And so
how old is she?
7.
Oh,
yeah, she's close to 8, so she's not there yet.
Going on 18.
Such a fun age.
Yes.
Yeah.
They grew up in the blink of an eye.
Oh my gosh, yes.
They do.
She asked to go, my oldest asked to go to her first Halloween party the other day, and I was telling my husband, when she asked that, like, I saw her as a baby, like, in my arms. I didn't think how fast, you know, that was going to come. And so if there's anything that my kids have taught me is just being so conscious and aware of time, which is why I do real estate, you know, like, just, I don't want to miss
You don't want to waste your client's time.
I don't want to, everything, no. You know, it needs to have a purpose. The minutes of your day,
you know,
they need to kind of get you to where you want to be, but also, like, be quality time with whatever it is that you need.
And that's where the right home comes into play, where you can help them out.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
All of those things just kind of line up with, you know, how are you using your time?
Outstanding.
As it goes.
For our listeners, would you share your contact information, like phone number, email, website?
Yes. So my phone number, again, I'm Linda Mora. You can find me on my phone, as my kids would like to say, 210-232-5952. I am on Instagram at LiveLoveLinda. And then my website on RealtySanAntonio.com.
Outstanding. Francisco, you have anything else to add, sir?
Well, thank you for, you shared a lot of information, a lot of great tips, and I'm really excited to see you in the future, see how you grow.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So you know, Air Tigrity is behind you 110%, so.
I love it.
Yes. Thank you for being here today. We appreciate your time and your energy and your expertise. So hopefully we'll see you again.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for the opportunity.
And thank you all for joining us this week on the Agents Lounge, sponsored by Airtegrity Comfort Solutions, your local leader in comfort solutions. We keep you comfortable. Have a wonderful day.
Yay.
You've been listening to the Agents Lounge podcast, brought to you by Airtegrity Comfort Solutions. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or to listen to past episodes, please visit agentsloungepodcast.com.